Welcome to the Gypcast. Join us on our journey as we explore the ebb and flow of the marketing seascape.
Welcome to the second episode of the Gypcast. I'm David Shepherd.
And I'm Nikki Fotheringham.
Great, Nikki. Today we're going to be talking about content marketing again, but today it's going to be focused on what to do with content that you've developed. Okay, so we say you have a blog you've been writing for 2 years, maybe 3 years, and you've got some really good content on there, and you want to repurpose that content and do something different, take your game up, right, or up a level, right? Mm-hmm. Today we're going to talk about publishing a book.
That's right. Well, I think what we're talking about is repurposing your content and creating a book out of that.
That's right.
What we're talking about last week was that content was an asset and not an expense. Can you explain that, David?
Sure. I like to get the idea across that when you're investing in content, you're investing in yourselves and your own brand, and you own that media. So the idea is that you're creating material that you own and that has staying power. It doesn't have an expiry date per se. Where you do traditional media, traditional advertising, whether you're spending money on Google advertising or you're buying a print ad or you're doing a television spot for that matter, what happens is when the spend is done, it's gone. Mm-hmm. What we're proposing is that you take the best of your work, best of your blog, let's say, and take that and repurpose it into a book, okay? And what you're doing there is you're creating an asset. It's no longer an expense anymore. Now you're creating an asset.
I've certainly found this working with you over the years, and that's been that when we write a blog, instead of, say, taking out a half-page ad in a newspaper or magazine, that blog lasts forever. When anybody's searching that topic or that sort of keywords that are mm-hmm. in that blog, your blog will come up. So it has a longer shelf life than traditional media. But I think that it's valuable beyond the blog space.
That's right.
In that you can take a curation of your blogs and create a book. And then you're not only giving those blog posts a second life, but you're also creating something really valuable.
Exactly. And I think that it becomes another level that you've achieved with your content. You've now created a book. It's professional. You've taken the time to put together something that you really thought about. You've curated something, right? And the idea is to use that book for future marketing, right? So whether you're handing it out at trade shows, you're giving it to clients and friends or people you want to introduce to your brand, it's a great tool for that. At the end of the day, you could also sell it for that matter. I mean, if you wanted to turn it into a revenue stream, you could sell the book. But the book doesn't also have to be just an ebook. For instance, you could also create a book that's tangible, so something that's print-based. And sometimes I like to tell my clients to do that because a lot of their clients are older, let's say. They're baby boom generation, and they like to read books. Or they're traditionalists like me and you. You and I both like to read books, physical, tangible books. So the material just, as you said, has a new life, right?
Yeah, and it also changes the way people perceive you as an individual, doesn't it?
Mm, that's right. Well, you saw that happen to you when we did the Green Moxie blog together. I mean, you wrote some beautiful content on that blog and you spent a lot of time and energy. And I think at one time, you know, we had said, well, where do we go from here? And we thought, well, let's put this book together. Mm-hmm. So the Green Moxie book took a life of its own for, 6 months we spent on it. I mean, maybe longer than we probably should have. Perhaps maybe it could have been done faster if we'd spent more time or if we'd been more focused on it. But the end result is, like you said, you now have a published book. You're an author now. As you said, the public perception is that you're now an authority figure in that subject matter.
Absolutely. It really does change the way people see you. When you have a published book, you become definitely a thought leader in that industry. For me personally, it's been the gateway for so many new opportunities. Mm. It gives enormous credibility. It's just really been a life changer for me. It's been a game changer for Green Moxie. We've certainly seen, since we published the book, how the kinds of opportunities and the kinds of revenue that come in are very different.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. To get back to what we were saying, repurposing your content, publishing a book, because you're taking time now to curate things, is it important, you think, for customers who are considering this option to really think about what they're doing and the content that they're curating?
Oh, absolutely. Like you say, we took 6 months to create the book. I don't think it needs to be that long, but you have to remember, like all things, this is representing your brand, and this is, it may be representing you as a person. And so you've got to hit it out of the park. You've got to be absolutely professional. What I would suggest is that if you're going to spend money on this project, do so in the editing and the design so that you get that professional look.
Good point.
However, you don't need to spend a lot of money on publishing. There's a lot of options out there. I mean, can you tell us about some?
Sure. What we decided to do was, because we have full-time jobs and businesses that we run, we didn't really have the time to do a book tour and run around and try to really do the push on selling the book. Because the book for us was more of a tool for us to get additional work and to do more business. We took the route, I'd say, I wouldn't say an easier route, but a more automated route, in the sense that we went to a service called Ingram Spark. And Ingram Spark has a service where you upload your design file. So you finished your book, you've got all the photography done, you've got your illustrations done, you've done your copy editing and all that sort of stuff. And you deliver the file to them already finalized. And essentially what they do is they look after they have the relationships with all the publishers. So if you're putting the book into Amazon, for instance, and they'll list it with all the bookstores and Barnes & Noble and all that sort of stuff. Same thing with the e-book version, okay? So they'll do the same thing for you. What we liked about what their service is, they have another part of their business, which I can't remember the name of it at the moment, but I'll put it in the show notes. So they have a print-on-demand service, okay? So you don't have to print, 1,000 books, for instance, like we did. What we did is we got the book on the Amazon and other stores, and we decided to buy 100 copies, right, that we used to give away. So we had a nice printed version. It looked professional. In particular, we gave it away during the holidays. We only had to order 100, and I can't remember what it cost us. I think around the $7 or $8 range or something like that was our print cost. You could never do that, in 5-10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Be impossible for you to do that. You'd have to commit to a minimum order and high numbers and all that sort of stuff.
I can understand that traditionally that have put people off publishing a book because you'd have to do a minimum run. You may have thousands of books sitting around in your workshop or your office and taking up space. You don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
When the person who is buying the book orders it through Amazon, it is printed on the same day and mailed to them. So you don't have to find a publisher anymore. You can really do it yourself, and it's very inexpensive.
Correct, yeah. So they'll even look after fulfillment. I forgot to mention that part. Mm-hmm. So Ingram Spark, they do the publishing side of things, and then they have that print-on-demand service, and they actually look after fulfillment as well. So you're not just getting them to print the book, but they're also making sure it gets delivered.
Yeah, so all you need to do then is advertise or market for the book using the link to your Amazon or Barnes & Noble or to one of these online distributors, and they take care of the rest.
So we were talking about curating your best work for the book. And there are some tools, and I mentioned this in our previous podcast, where we talk about a content efficiency report. We use our Google Analytics. That's what we did, at least anyway. We used Google Analytics, and we had a content efficiency report. And what that told us was what our best blogs were in terms of readership, how long they spent on those blogs. And we didn't necessarily put all of the content that you've written. You also wrote some new stuff too,
yes,
didn't you? So I think that's something we should mention as well, because we haven't talked about that. So curating your blog is one thing, but it doesn't hurt to put a few fresh or new pieces in there as well, because...
Yes, I felt that if someone was going to buy the book, they should get some bespoke content that was not on the website. What would the argument be for them to spend money on a book when they could have just gone through the website and found the same posts?
Right.
So I felt like since I was charging them money for the book, that they should get some unique content. So what I had done was I had looked at which posts performed the best and then put those in a library and then added along those same subject lines.
Right.
So you know what content, if you've had a blog for a year or two, you know what content works, you know what your readers like to hear, and you also don't want to include content that's too disparate. So you have to curate that carefully so that the book flows and that it appeals to a specific audience.
Perfect. You also had, did you have a difficult time deciding on photography and illustration in your book? Or do you think that customers need to, do you think people should be thinking about adding that kind of complementary content to their writing? Or do you feel that, you know, using the content or pictures and stuff that are on the website already are enough?
I think that really depends on the kind of book that you are curating. So if you can use the pictures that are on your website, that's great. I went a different route and did photography for the book, which was made the ultimate product so much better. It really did. But it cost money and it took time.
Right.
I don't regret a single cent of that because it really, really made the book brilliant.
Right.
And I felt that the book was even better than the website, so that the people who had spent money on it were not disappointed.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. They're getting value. You want them to feel that they're getting more value.
Absolutely. The thing I would like to talk about a little bit more is some of the suggestions you had for using the ebook.
Right. So the nice thing about having an ebook is that you can deliver it through the internet without having to mail it to anybody. So your costs are very low. So if you go through the expense of producing a book, you know, something you've created, something that you're proud of, and there's some really great information in there, you can use that to entice clients. Give away things on your website, give them away at trade shows and all that sort of stuff. But in particular, the ebook is good for that because their delivery costs are nothing. It's just another way to give, right? To get, essentially. I'm really a big fan of that kind of idea. Now, I also give away the printed book, but you know, at $7-$8 a piece, it gets costly after a while. But it has more impact, I find, when you're face to face with somebody and you hand them the book and they go, "Wow, look at that! It's professionally published and it's got a beautiful cover design and it's all in full color and all that sort of stuff." And people love that. And it's very impactful. I would encourage, you know, if you're thinking about producing a book with your content, I really seriously think about that experience. What's that going to do for you? An ebook is great, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do an e-version of it because it's good to hand those out and are easy to distribute from your website. But having that book in your hands when you come across a new prospect or a colleague or whatever really has an amazing impact.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I really think it ups your game immensely.
Great. So just to kind of summarize this, what we've done with the podcast thus far is we've kind of positioned it as the big ideas on content marketing. So I think the big idea from this particular podcast, Nikki, if you'd like to just kind of sum it up for us, what would you like people to take away from this?
I'm going to speak from personal experience here and say that I spent 3 years creating really thoughtful content on my blog. And I found it immensely rewarding to repurpose those blogs and create a book. And when I created that book, it really upped my game. I became recognized as an authority in my field. It's really impressive when you meet new customers or clients or potential clients and you're able to give them a book that represents your brand. And it was also just a wonderful thing to have the ebook that I was able to give to people. And the book has proved to be a really valuable source of income for me as well, so it's another revenue stream. And I highly suggest that if you've got a successful blog, this is what you should do with that content.
Fantastic, Nikki. One thing I want to add, if you're interested in seeing the book that Nikki has published, head along to greenmoxie.com. So greenmoxie, M-O-X-I-E.com. You'll find the book. It's in the header. You can click on that and buy your own copy. There's an ebook, I think, as well as a printed version, right? So I'll put those also in the show notes, the links to that, so you'll know that. Again, the big idea is take your existing content that you spent 2-3 years producing, make sure it's your best work, publish it in a really great format, delivery factor, a book that sums it all up for you and makes it beautiful. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Gibcast. Jib Strategic is a boutique advertising agency in Toronto, where we create big fat ideas that sell.